From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi Kurdish forces say they have retaken five villages east of the Islamic State held city of Mosul in an operation launched early Sunday. Kurdish Brigadier General Dedawan Kursig Tofik described the operation outside Mosul as ongoing. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA such a push by the Kurdish fighters was expected and that these current attacks might just be probe attacks with a major push next month or in October.
Most important thing to remember is what are the political forces or political events which are going to go along with this military action in order to get to control Mosul and to kick out the ISIS.
Mosul is where Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi declared a caliphate in 2014, covering Iraq and Syria along with other parts of the region in the Middle East. U.S.-backed coalition of Syrian fighters fresh from driving Islamic State extremists from the key northern city of Manbij say it will now target another IS-held town, Al-Bab, near the Turkish border. By capturing Al-Bab, the Syrian Democratic Forces would tighten their grip on an area along the border, making it more difficult for the Islamic State to infiltrate fighters and supplies. Nigeria's government says it's reaching out to Boko Haram after a new video surfaced online showing as many as 50 of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. Militant group says several girls have died and they are demanding a prisoner swap for the rest. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Council on the American-Islamic Relations is offering a $10,000 reward to help solve the killings of a Muslim cleric and an associate in New York, that incident taking place outside the Imam's Mosque. A motive for the shooting is not immediately known. Debbie Almantazer is board president of the Muslim Community Network.
I am deeply saddened to say that a lot of what's behind this crime and other hate crimes that have happened to American Muslims is the anti-Muslim rhetoric that continues day in and day out within the media. And at the hands of presidential candidates who are basically using anti-Muslim rhetoric for their own political gains.
Members of the Bangladeshi community, that is, who attended the mosque where the shooting happened, say they want it treated as a hate crime. South Korean President Park Geun-hye defended her decision to deploy the THAAD missile system and put new emphasis on North Korean human rights violations during an address to the nation today. In her annual speech to mark the 71st anniversary of liberation of the Korean Peninsula at the end of World War II, President Park said South Korea will not give in to outside pressure on issues of national security. Japan's economy barely grew in the April-June quarter as weaker exports weighed down on the faltering economy, and faltering recovery, that is. Masamichi Adachi is chief economist at J.P. Morgan Tokyo. He says the decline in exports was a surprise.
We had expected some rise, but the export declined. That's why it is suddenly a disappointment. However, I have to add that the real GDP increased 2.0% in the first quarter. So average of first half is still 1.1%.
Economists had forecast it would maintain or even slightly better the pace in April-June, but private demand, which accounts for nearly two-thirds of business activity, rose only 0.2%. Moving to salvage the Abenomics strategy for fighting stagnation, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe recently proposed a $267 billion in spending initiatives to get the economy recovery going. Now on to the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Fastest man in the world, it is Jamaica's Usain Bolt. Got another gold medal, winning the men's 100-meter dash. A few minutes earlier, South Africa's Wade van Niekerk set a world record in the men's 400-meter final, finishing first. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.